When Fred Flintstone Sold Cigarettes by Bill Tibbetts, published on November 18th, 2025. Few weeks ago, I stumbled across a strange piece of TV history, something I still can't fully wrap my head around. During the first two seasons of The Flintstones, the show was sponsored by Winston Cigarettes. Yes, that Flintstones. Fred and Barney. Yabba Dabba Doo. Selling smokes. There is an actual commercial of Fred taking a long drag, exhaling slowly, and saying, "Winston tastes good like a cigarette should." It is wild, unthinkable today. If that aired in 2025, the internet would collapse in on itself. But here's what struck me. It did not feel wild in 1960. It felt normal, completely acceptable. And that is the point. Perspective changes as we grow. What once seemed harmless becomes obviously harmful. What once felt normal becomes almost embarrassing in hindsight. And that is true not just culturally, but spiritually. Jesus said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." John 8:32. He did not say that truth would always feel comfortable. Sometimes truth feels like someone opening the blinds on a bright morning when you were perfectly happy staying half asleep. Truth frees us. But truth also exposes us. A Flintstones ad is not just a funny relic. It is a reminder that we are all being formed by something, whether we are paying attention or not. Formation is slow, quiet. It does not announce itself. It simply shapes us day after day until something finally wakes us up. Paul understood this. That is why he wrote, "Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Romans 12:2. He is not warning us about obvious sin. He is warning us about subtle drift, the kind that feels normal simply because no one questions it. So here is a challenging thought. What new normal could God start establishing in you today that you will look back on 10 years from now and say, "I cannot believe how far He has brought me"? Maybe it is a slower, more intentional pace. Maybe it is confidence rooted in who God says you are. Maybe it is seeing your work and your faith as one integrated story. Maybe it is bold obedience when God nudges you to speak. Maybe it is joyfully stepping into your part of the Great Commission. Spiritual growth is basically this. It is letting God turn on lights in rooms we did not realize were dark. And when He does, we look back and whisper, "How did I not see this sooner?" Let Him shape you. Let Him renew you. Let Him change how you see. Better perspective leads to better obedience. And better obedience leads to better stories. Accelerating the Great Commission through the Marketplace. Bill Tibbetts, The Stone Table.